Does the halacha have any concept of putting a person in prison? So the Gemara Nika Hamake. If I attempted to murder someone and I didn't succeed, he didn't die, so then they let me go free. What do you mean? They don't give me the death penalty. That's what it means. They don't give me the death penalty. Mar says, no, that's a dog potion. You don't need a pasuk to say that for attempted murder you don't get the death penalty. Nikamaka means they set him free from prison, that they put him in prison before, that they're afraid he's going to run away. We don't have any prison as a punishment, but we have prison to make sure that the fellow doesn't run away. If we have an obligation to give him the death penalty because he's a murderer, then he's going to run away. So we won't be able to fulfill the din of Mrs. Bezin. So Nikamaka means Malama Shechov Shemosa. We have a concept of prison to prevent it. We don't have prison as a punishment, but we have a prison as a kfiya lahabot, to force a to make sure that they will be able to give him the Mises Bezin. Shulchan Aruch, it says that they quote the Rambam Shita, that I think we spoke about it. It says in the Chumash, Losvar Eish B'chomash V'sechem, so the Gemara says, what do you need that pasuk for? It says already, kol malacha loisasa. Not allowed to do any malacha. Havara is one of the 39 malachas. Why is Havara singled out? So the Gemara says, b'chol mashu seichem has the connotation of Moshe Bezin. Not only is a private person not allowed to smoke a cigar on Shabbos, not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos, even the Bezin is not permitted, Misa's Bezin on Shabbos. Mar says, I would have constructed a Kal V'chomer to establish that it's permissible to administer Mrs. Bezin on Shabbos. So Kamash Mal and the Pasuk, that you don't say like that. So the Rambam counts it as a separate lab. There's a lab not to do in the beginning of Hilchus Shabbos and the Sefer Mitzvahs. There's one lab not to do Malach on Shabbos. Another lab, the Bezin shouldn't give Mrs. Bezin on Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham in Hilchus Shabbos asks Rakasha on the Rambam, why is it a separate lab? I would have mistakenly constructed a Kal V'chomer that Mises Bezdin should be Deicha Shabbos, so the Pasuk is Kamash Malon, that is not Deicha Shabbos, and the Mele, you remain with the Yisr of L'Sasa Kol Malachi, not Ladu Malachi. What do you need a separate law for? So the Mefarshim explained that Avnei Neza has this, others have this, that the Rambam holds the Kal V'chomer is a good Kal V'chomer. It's takemuta for Bezdin to give his Bezdin. Mitam Alecha Shabbos, it's a good Kal V'chomer. That Mrs. Bezdin is Derech Shabbos. But it's a separate Issa, Shalola Anish B'Shabbos. And if the Bezdin will go ahead and give him the death penalty, there won't be in violation of Chilul Shabbos. There'll be a different Issa, Shalola Anish B'Shabbos. And that's why the Poskim discussed the possibility that if Bezdin put somebody in Cherem on Shabbos, even though they didn't kill him, they didn't violate him Malach at all, could be that Cherem is also Anisa Deraisa. To be Manish Alola Anish B'Shabbos, not to put someone in Cherem on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Absolvation catastrophic, what about forcing someone to take Knas on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Let's say, this is the way he gave it, let's say they won't make him pay cash. Cash is Muktzah. They make him pay Svarim and their clothing, things that are not even Muktzah. So that's an Issa de Rabbanan, not to pay up a chayv gzeir v'shem v'yichtov. That's still an Issa de Rabbanan. So he was saying, let's say somehow there won't be an Issa de Rabbanan, but there may be an Issa de Raisa of Shalol Ha'anish B'Shabbos, because Knas is an onish. It's not an onish aglup, so it could be that it's not included in this special Issa, Shalol Ha'anish B'Shabbos. But there's a separate Issa not to be Ma'anish B'Shabbos. So we don't have a situation where you put a person in prison as a punishment. Well, we have a situation where, let's say, a fellow wants to run away from town on Shabbos and he wants to leave his wife in Aguna. We know the whole background. He's going to take the Nadu Shem Shabbos, he's going to take a train, he's going to go to China. He leaves in Dublin, he's going to take a train to China, and he's going to leave his wife behind. She's going to be in Aguna. So Rabbi Kivega there in Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Achronim, you're allowed to put him in prison on Shabbos. That's Kaifan Allah Mitzvah, that's Kviya Lahabo. That's a guy doesn't want to sit in Sukkah on the first night of Sukkah, so he doesn't want to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. So the Gemara says, Makanoso, how can he be Makanoso in Shalol Ha'anish B'Shabbos? You're not allowed to punish on Shabbos. Rabbi Kibbeger says that's not lahanish l'shavar. It's not an oinish l'shavar. That's kaifen ala mitzvah l'habo. So that's what the pasuk talks about. V'nika hamaka doesn't mean that he's potter from me. So the Gemara says that's a double pasuk. I need a pasuk to tell me that attempted murder, you don't get the death penalty. That's a double pasuk. V'nika hamaka is potter from the death penalty. V'nika hamaka means malam echachov shemoso, and now you set him free from the prison. We put people in prison sometimes to prevent them from running away.
How is it mutter to hit someone who took a chabal on Shabbos? You're
betraying
a wound.
Ah, makan also. Okay, means you beat him up without making a chabal. Okay, no black and blue mark. Okay.
How about a child?
Also, you give patch on Shabbos, yeah.
No, you allow punish. Set him to a room.
Yeah, no, the child is a la baronshin. So when we give patch to a little child, we're not punishing him, the sha'avar. We're talking to the child. That's the, but the child doesn't understand the dibukal. They have to give a dibukasha. That's just a way of explaining to be mechanach the child. It's also la habo. It's not a noinish la sha'avar. The child is a la baronshin. I remember I heard such a drosha. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu at the sela? Rabban Shalom told them, v'dibartem ala sela. So the answer is, there are two kinds of dibur. There's a dibur kasha, and there's a dibur rach. So Moshe Rabbeinu misunderstood. He thought that you need a dibur kasha, but it's not that he was hitting the rach, but Torah's hitting. He was hitting the Torah's dibur, just like you give patch to a child. That's not, you're not hitting the child. You're speaking to the child, but that's the only way the child will understand you. So as a young baby, he doesn't understand your language. So give him a little patch, he understands the dibur. Yeah, and that there's no karis, right? And that there's no karis. That's a lav. That's a plain lav. Mechal Shabbos, there's karis and there's misa. But for onshei bezden, for misa's bezden taka, the Rambam holds that the kavachaymer is a good kavachaymer. But you have exeris hakosu, but that nonetheless, there's an isa shalola anish b'shabbos. But that's what Rabbi Kivegan says. To put someone in prison because he wants to run away, to leave his wife in aguna, so that's not an oinish l'shabbos, that's a kofen ala mitzvah slahabot. So that's the kind of prison that we have. That's how the Gemara says.
Couldn't you have said, I don't know, maybe far-fetched, but like, you would have had a Havamina that you wouldn't have gone free, like, from, like, a Binyana from, like, Eden Zoman, but even, like, by attempted murder, you still...
Okay, it's a kasha in the Gemara. Okay. You mean, why does the Gemara assume for Sadova Pashut that v'chisalka daitach, do I need a pasuk to say that he's potter from me? So you say, yeah. Why not? I would have thought attempted murder, give him the death penalty. Okay? Takasha. But the Gemara assumes that we would have known that mitzad asvar. Attempted murder, inat chayiv misa. Only actual murder. So v'nika amaka does mean that he's potter from the death penalty, means they free him from the prison, that there is an institution, malamed, shechov shenosom, that you put him in prison. So then the Gemara says, who says that we put him in prison? And then the Gemara thought a whole fantastic pshat. We put him in prison because we gave him hasroah that he shouldn't kill the other guy. And then it's going to turn out that Yochum Misalf Machutz al Mashanta, the other guy doesn't die, but he just was wounded, so then you have to pay. So the shaila is, but since he got a hasroah musa the dover chomer, habi musa the dover kal, so he gave him hasroah, he was mekabel hasroah, he's prepared to get miso, so certainly he's prepared to beat the guy up al manas to get malchus. So why don't we give him the malchus for lo yosef pen yosef? Why don't we give him malchus for chavo b'chavera? The pasuk says you make him pay. So you see, b'feriship z'tera chavo b'chavera l'tashlumin. So then the Gemara says, no, maybe the hope shot in the pasuk is the nika maka migolus, not that chov shemosa, yeah, but not necessarily that there was hasra. Maybe there wasn't hasra. Whenever there would be hasra, so maybe taki will give him the malchus. You won't make him pay the Hamisha Dvar. And the Pasuk is talking, and he came back from Golis that he killed Beshege. But you can't really prove in the Pasuk this whole din that the Pharisee said, Terechava Bahavera lit Tashlumin, even in the case where there was Hasroah, for the Misam and Mela, Musav Dabacham, Havi Musav Dabacham. Can't prove. Maybe the Pasuk goes without Hasroah. Vinika Migolus. Yeah, what does it mean? Vinika Migolus? Let's say, a fellow kills B'shoigeg, and he doesn't want to go to Golis, and he runs away to hide in a different city. It's a bezdin is kai for him. That's muchach and nigmar. Golus is not just if you want to get a kapara, you better go to Golus. We don't want to, you don't have to. No, Golus, they pressure him. They force him to go to Golus. And if he ran someone over, he killed somebody. He was driving his car and he ran someone over, b'shoigeg. They force him to go to Golus. And if we don't know if the other fellow is going to die or not, so we put him in prison till we see. And then if he dies, then we force this fellow to go into Golus. It's not just a personal decision. If you want to go to Golus, go. If you don't want to, you don't have to. No, you have to go to Golus. That's the shadow. Doesn't make sense. Bisman Azad. The Ktsois and Achrena talk. We know which the six are in Miklat. Would it make sense? Bisman Azad. Let's say a guy knows that he killed B'shoigeg. Would it make sense today that he should go to the Ari Miklat on his own? Or do you need a Gemara Din? The bottom thesis.
We're going to get out.
Okay. The Mishnah Makkah says, if the Kain Gadol died before the Gemara Din and they didn't yet appoint a new Kain Gadol, he goes to Golus and he never gets out. He only gets out if there was a Kain Gadol at the time of the Gemara Din. Because there is no Din that the Mises Kain Gadol is Mechapim. It's the Gemara Din of the business, you go to Golus until the Kohen Gadol dies. But if the time of Gemara Din there is no Kohen Gadol, then he goes to Golus and he doesn't go free. He never goes free.
Two things to address Rabbi's last point. The Gemara seems to have like a contradiction. So on one end it says Golus Mechaper, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin also says that Golus Mechaper, as well as the Gemara at the end of Brachos with Bar Heja. On the other hand, the Gemara says in Makos, in the end of the second parak, Golus Mechaper Misas Kohen, who's in Mechaper. Because it's talking about what logic would there be? Because you might think that if a person if the Kohen Gadol dies before the Gemara Din, right after the Gemara Din, before he's gone to Golus, that he still should have to go to Golus anyway. So you say no, he doesn't have to go to Golus because the Misa of the Kohen is Mechaper.
If what happened? Kohen Gadol died before he ran away to the Rambam.
After the Gemara Din, before he went to the Rambam. So it says that the Misa Kohen is Mechaper.
Yes, that's so strange, and it means that the Gemara Din is you have to go to Golus until the Kohen Gadol dies. So once the Kohen Gadol dies, so that was the Gemara Din. You have to go to Golus till the Kohen Gadol dies. If there is no Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemara Din, then the guy's stuck forever. He has to go to the Golus forever.
But if there is
a Kohen Gadol, then he doesn't. I mean, the idea, the whole purpose of Golus is to get a kapara, so the guy never even went to the Ari Miklat at all. So how does he get a kapara if the Kohen Gadol dies before he even went to the Gemara? Says the Mrs. Kohen Gadol is Mechaper. But what it means is that's a chilek of the Gemara Din. The Gemara Din is you have to go to Golus till the Kohen Gadol dies. The Kohen Gadol dies, so according to the Gemara Din, he's potter. He's off the hook.
Rabbi, quick question. If you say that, like when Ezra came up, that not all of the things that they conquered only in the tribe, all of them were Mekadesh all that area.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the Arab letter in Avar Yard, right?
Uh-huh.
So we know that some of that Avar Yard, that's Amon Amal, that area wasn't re-Mekadeshed. So if that's the case, so well, first off, at the time of the base of it, the second base of it, how could be that any Arab letter were functioning? Because if those aren't functioning, then the other ones shouldn't be functioning, because the only way they work is if all six are working at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And second of all, today, would you have to go to like Jordan or something? Because that's where they're at. Like, they're in Jordan now, basically. Right? They already
been there.
No, Chevron. Some of those, but the other three are in Jordan.
Uh-huh. That's also a question. The Gemara says the three that Moshe Rabbeinu designated were not koila
till the others were.
So is it then that it's either six or nothing? Or it's a different word. Rabbi Shua Lekutna writes in one of his svarim, it's a din or a mikla to only know you're going to Eretz Yisrael. So Eva Yarden only got its Kedusha after the Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. The Kedusha spills over from Eretz Yisrael to Eva Yarden. That's the question. Eva Yarden has Kedusha deraisa. Is that Betoras Eretz Yisrael? Is that Betoras Haratzos Hanasofas? So if it's Betoras Haratzos Hanasofas, you have to first create Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, then it can spill out to an area that's contiguous to it. So that's how Rabbi Shaul Kutna understands Pshat. Before they were Kovish, it's not a din, it's either six or nothing.
Uh-huh.
Ori Mikla happened to be in Eretz Yisrael. So Yeshua ben Nun set aside three in Eretz Yisrael, so those are Koilet. But the three in Chutzlor, the three in Eivar Yarden, can't be Koilet because it's Chutzlor. So first they had to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. And then after they were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, then the Kedusha can spill over from Eretz Yisrael into Eivar Yarden, Then it can be kolel. But the three in Eretz Yisrael,
they didn't have to do shuni avodah zarim. You see that?
That's a question, and they rive it. They rive it in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel. Has a question about that. Were they Mekadosh Eivar Yarden or not?
But you say the Nas, then there was no Arimikot there, like those ones didn't work?
Okay, but the three in Eretz Yisrael, the three that are in Eretz Yisrael can work. So that's a Shaila Diktsais has, Allah Halamaisa. Would it make sense, Bizman Azeh, that a person should go on his own to the Ori Miklo? But he's saying no, just like it doesn't make sense to give myself Mises Bezen, to give myself Malkus. So it doesn't make sense. Or to make knas on my own. Bottom Tosis says. The bottom Tosis on Lama Gimel Lama Beis, that's an important Tosis. Tosis says, it doesn't make sense. Afila b'bolotzis yedei shamayim, that the Ganim should pay the kefal on his own, or the dalad day on his own. You need a gemar din. Because knas is an onish, and an onish has to be, the beznin is manish me. If it's a self-imposed onish, that's by definition, it's not called an onish. You have to have a gemar din. So maybe Golis is also like that. You have to have a Gmar Din. You have to have a Bezna 23 to Paskin that the guy is Chayiv Golis. Because, man, you don't have a Bezna Paskining. Maybe it doesn't make sense that you should go to Golis. Golis is an Oynish. There has to be, Bezna has to be Manishmi by making a Gmar Din. Then I don't have to fight against them, and they have to tie me up and take me to Roy Mikla. Once they give up Sak, I'm Chayiv to pay Kefal Dalbeh. I can pay on my own. You don't say you have to take the money from my bank account, Bal Korchi. Once the Bezna makes a Gemar Din, that's considered Bezna's Manishmi. So maybe also over here, maybe it doesn't make sense that a person should run away to the Ori Miklot on his own without a Gemar Din in advance. Maybe
still,
it's not as
still run away to the Ori Miklot before, basically go to Bezna initially. That's
okay. Okay. But the question is the mitzvah of Ori Miklot maybe only makes sense after a Gemar Din. That's a Shaila, yeah. Because the Gemara says that Bezna is koy for him to go to the Ori Mikla. Malam shechov shemos v'nikamakam migolus. They see that they're koy for him to go. If he doesn't want to go, he wants to run away to Russia. He wants to go somewhere else. So we're koy for him to go to the Ori Mikla. Okay. Yes?
To add to what Rabbi was saying, I think the Gemara says that even if he's in the Ori Mikla and he leaves, the Gol Hadam, according to two opinions, would not be able to kill him until he's brought before a Beis Din. Because they, Ad Amdol Pnei Hadar La Mishpat. So they darshan that not to be the Gol Hadam, but to be about the Rotzeach. That the Rotzeach, he has to have a court case to, like, say you left the Ori Mikla, if you left accidentally or if you left intentionally. So even if he went to Gauls, even if we wanted to say that Gauls would be self-imposed, he wouldn't be able to get the Misa component for leaving. The Gauls don't want to be able to kill him, seemingly.
The Gemara says that after, even when the Ratzach leaves the Ori Mikla, you have to have a Bezin then also.
I think it says, Adam Dolik Neha Dalam Mishvat, that according to, because one opinion says that if he leaves accidentally, the Rotzeach could kill him. And then the Goladon could kill him. And then but the other opinion is that no, he can't kill him. And then they darshan out Ad Amdol Pnei Hadar Mishpat.
So you have to have a Gemar Din on that. That's amazing. Wow.
So.
Okay. Okay.
I thought the Gemara is not saying that. I thought the Gemara is saying that it's not fair if you go out by accident. It's not fair to be killed because just like if it's chila, when you kill by accident, you go to Ari Mikla. So too, when you leave the Ari Mikla, it's not fair that you should be killed if you went out by accident.
We got to look in the Gemara.
Then chila also.
Okay, we got to look in the Gemara. Okay, I don't remember.
So how do we ask them about that?
What?
If somebody kills the shogeg and there's no bezdin?
That's a discussion in Svarim after the Ktzais. The Ktzais wrote and others wrote about it. That's a topic for discussion. Yeah. So once again, let's review again. There is a, let's review from the beginning of the parak, Eila Nairis. There is an institution of Oynes and Mefata. So we are concentrating now on Oynes. So the Mishnah says, Achidish, that not only is there an Oynes, that there's a din of Loisi Eliyisho. That's part of the punishment. So one might have thought, like the Tanoim and Choftes and Beis, one might have thought that the din of paying Chamishim Shekel Kesef only applies if you have the whole package deal, if you can have a Lois Elish. But if the woman is Asura Lov, a Chavi Lavin or a Chavi Krisis, I would have thought that in such a case there's no Chiv to pay the Chamishim Shekel Kesef. The Mishnah says we don't accept that. We pass El Navish Eshlam Knas, even a bol amamzeres, even a bol achos, even a chavilav, and even a chavikrisis. So the Gemara is bothered with the kasha. Why don't you say if it's a chavilav or a chavikrisis? So the Mishnah says in Makkos that there's malchus, and there's a din of kum lebedirab minei. So why do you pay the chamishim shekel kesef? You ought to say kum lebedirab minei. That was the Gemara's kasha. So what did the Gemara answer? So Ula was the first one to give a suggestion. Where was Ula? I lost track already. Where was Ula? Marula, here. The kasha was on the bottom of Lamed Aleph on the base, and the first one to pipe up was Ula. So Ula says that whenever, that's what it sounds like on Lamed Aleph, maybe it changes on the top of Lamed Base, but on the top line on Lamed Base, Lamed Aleph, the Gemara understands from Ula, Alma kasavar Ula kol hechadika maman amalkas maman amishal milka loylok. You know? Our Mishnah tells him, whenever you have Maman and Malkus, that's the din. Kedei Rishasai means you give him, you make him pay the bin al Machero, and he doesn't get the Malkus. Yeah. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with that. Rabbi Yechanan gave a different answer on the Kasha. That was on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, six lines from the top. Rabbi Yechanan says, that was before six lines, five lines from the top, four lines from the top. What does Rabbi Yechanan say? Afilatei Machoso Nairo. That what does that mean? So the Gemara is going to explain that the Tana de Bechiskia, the Loichi Lakta, Ben Shoigig Lemezid, the Komle B'Dirabmani applies even B'Zmanazah, even B'Shoigig. Even though the Maisa he doesn't get the Einish Misa, but Poel Mamesh, Rabbi Yechanan restricts Tana de Bechiskia only to Misa. But Malkus and Mamen, you give the Malkus, you don't pay the Mamen, that's only if he's actually getting the Einish Malkus. But whenever it's Bali Hasro, so there isn't any Malkus, then there is no Kamle with the Rabbinic. Tan Bechiske does not apply to Malkus. Fine, that's what Rabbi Yechanan says. So now the Gemara quotes Rish Lakish in the middle of Daf Lamed Gimel on the base, Rish Lakish Omar, a different answer on the Mishnah. Omari, whose opinion does the Mishnah go like? Isn't there a contradiction? The Mishnah says in Makkos, Habo'al HaMamzeres, Habo'al HaChoso is Loike, and our Mishnah says that you're Mishalim. Isn't that a contradiction? If you're Loike, you shouldn't be Mishalim. So whereas Rabbi Yechanan thinks that Tana Bechiya only applies to Misa and Mamin, doesn't apply to Malkus and Mamin, so Rish Lakish is going to disagree with that. Rish Lakish holds Tana Bechiya does apply to Malkus and Mamin. So how can it be that he's Loike and Mishalim? So the answer is the Mishnah goes like Rab Meir. Rab Meir holds Loike and Mishalim. How do you know that Rab Meir holds Loike and Mishalim? We just had it on the previous daf, on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. The Gemara quoted a Mishnah from Makkos, the Yadim Zaymimim, who testified falsely, So Rab Meir says, Loike and Mishalim, Shalai Hashem, Hamavien Leidei Makkos, Mavien Leidei Tashlumin, that he doesn't believe in the Kamle B'Dirabbani, a Malkus, Pater and Kamam. So Rish Lakish says, Tam Mishnah Rab Meir, the Mishnah only goes like Rab Meir, the Mishnah Shaloi Kaloche, we don't pass like Rab Meir. So Rish Lakish, his Pshat is a Doichik Pshat. The Gemara is going to say later, why doesn't Rab Yechanan like Rish Lakish's Pshat? So he says, why? Because Rish Lakish, that's Zayin the Mishnah, Kamukim Lo, where's the Gemara? On the bottom of Lamed Dalet on the base. Gemara says, Bishleimer Rabbi Yechanan, about 10 lines from the bottom of Lamed Dalet on the base, the line begins with the word Rabbi Yechanan. Bishleimer Rabbi Yechanan lo amek Rish Lakish, because the Mukim lo kirabonon. Rish Lakish says the Mishnah is shaloi kaloch, it only goes like Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yechanan says, no, it goes like the Rabbanon also, because Tana de Bechizkia doesn't apply to Malkus and Mammon, only applies to Misa and Mammon. So the Mishnah in Makkos that says, Elohein Aloikin, that's with Hasra. And our Mesichta, our Perek that says that you pay Oynes money is Beli Hasra. So there was no Malkus, and then there's no Tana de Bechizkia. Fine. Ela Rish Lakish, why doesn't Rish Lakish agree with Rabbi Yechanan? So he says, no, he goes Lishitasa, because he holds that Tana de Bechiskia carries over from the two kinds of Kamle with the Rabbanei, Misa Patas from Mammon and Malkus Patas from Mammon. So Misa Patas from Mammon, you have Tana de Bechiskia, Lochilak to Menshegig, Lemeza, Afila Bizman Azeh, that nobody's getting any Misa, is still applied Kamle with the Rabbanei. So Rish Lakish makes a hekesh between Misa, Agzer Shavit, whatever, We'll have to see the Gemara on the bottom, towards the bottom of Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. Gemara has a machlokes Abai v'Rava within Reish Lakish. What is the mocker? How did Reish Lakish know to apply Tanan Mechizkia to Malkus and Mammon as well? So Abai says there's a Gzer Shavah Rasha Rasha, and Rava says no, you don't need a Gzer Shavah. Just like there's a Tanan Mechizkia by Mammon and Misa, so too there's such a pasuk by Malkus and Mammon also. That lechilakta, you don't need a Gzer Shavah. We'll have to see in the Gemara. Okay. So Nachum also, Reish Lakish says the answer to the Mishnah is that it goes like Stam Mishnah Rav Meir and Shaloi Kalocher. Rav Meir holds Loikim and Mishalim. That's the Mishnah in Makkos. Meinam on a Bishmal Shachai Masayim Zuz. That Loikim and Mishalim. Rav Meir doesn't believe in Kom Lebi the Rabbi Nei by Malkus and Mammon. And what about Misa and Mammon? The Mishnah says, the opening Mishnah says in the Perek, Abu Al Bito. It says in the end, the last line of the Mishnah, Yeshlam Knas Afal Pishayim Bi Kores, even though there's Kores, even though there's Malkus, Ein Behem Misa's Bezen. But if it would have been Misa's Bezen, Habal Bito, then the next Mishnah says, then there is Kom Levi the Rabbi Meir. So Reish Lakish is interpreting the Mishnah that it goes Aliba the Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir Lushitosa in the Mishnah Malkus, and Rabbi Meir is masking that there is a Kom Levi the Rabbi Meir, that Misa does patah from mammon. Not only patahs from mammon, it patahs from knas also, because onus mefatah is knas. So Reish Lakish is saying the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir, that there is a din of kam lebe de Rav Meir only by misa in mammon. Misa patahs from mammon, even from knas, but malchus doesn't patah. So then the Gemara asks, is that true? Rav Meir, the Gemara asks, according to Reish Lakish, Rav Meir, afila bita nami. So why does the Mishnah make a distinction between Bito and Boal Achoso? That if it's Boal Bito, it's Mises Bezdin, and then you say Kom Levi Derabine. But Rav Meir seemingly doesn't believe in the whole institution of Kom Levi Derabine. The Chitaim Rav Meir Loikem Mishalim Misle Mesem Mishalim Leisle say no. Rav Meir agrees that there is a din of Kom Levi Derabine Misa Patas Mamun, but only Malkus he disagrees. Freg Di Gemara Velo. He doesn't say Mesa Mishalim, but Hatanya, don't we have a Brisa? Gone of a Tavach Bishabbos, a guy Shechts on Shabbos, he's Chayv Misa. Gone of a Tavach Lavid Azore, he's Ovid Avid Azore, he's Chayv Misa. Okay, so it says in that case, Mishalim Tashlami Abav Hamisha Dira Meir, the Chacham in Poichim. Why did the Chacham in Poichim? Because Kom Levi the Rabbinate, because Tavach Bishabbos and Tavach Lavid Azore. It's Chayiv Misa. So the Chayiv Misa patas from the Chayiv Mammon. Rav Meir holds that, Rav Meir seems to hold in that Brisa. We don't have any Mishnahs like that. But in that Brisa, Rav Meir seems to hold that not only Loikim and Mishalim, even Mesa Mishalim also. So the Gemara answers, it's not true. Oitmar lo, I'm Rabbi Yankov, I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Another say the Reish Lakish said it over the name of Rabbi Yechanan. They all say the name of Rabbi Yechanan, it's not true. Rav Meir agrees that there's a din of Kom Levi the Rabbi Nei, that Misa Patas from Mammon, and that Brisa must be B'Tavech HaYidei Yachid. He himself is not Mechal Shabbos. He ganved the behema, and then he asked someone else to shecht it for him. So the din is that usually Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Aveira, and by Dalet V'Hei, that's an exception to the rule. Tovach Mocha Shor B'Seh, so the Gemara says this is one of the exceptions to the rule. How many exceptions to the rule are there? How many rare cases do you say this is one of them, that you say Yei Shaliach Ledvar Aver by Tovach HaMacha? What are the other two exceptions to the rule? Me'ila is another one. That's Mishnayis Beferish. Many Mishnayis that when a person is Nenaman Hegdish B'Shoigeg, even Ayidei Shaliach is Moitzi Hegdish B'Shegeg, even Adesh Shliach, that the Mishalech is Chayev. Let's say I invite guests to my home, and I have food in the house that's Chul, and I have food that's Kodesh, and I forgot all about it, that it's Hegdish Dika food. So I tell the waiter in the house, or I tell one of the children, please serve the children the vanilla cookies or the chocolate cookies that are in the kitchen. And the Shliach goes and he does what I asked him to do. If the shliach changes and he does on his own, shliach shashine b'shlichuzai, I send the shliach to be mekadosh rochel and he goes and he's mekadosh leah. So the din is a kedusha and a natcha. I gave him explicit instructions to make Kaddish Rachel and Natle. So if the Shliach gives the chocolate cookies instead of the vanilla cookies, so that's Shliach Shishina B'Shlichus, so the Shliach is Moal. I'm not Moal B'Hegdish. But if the Shliach does exactly what I asked him to do, then the Mishnah says, you learn out Chet Chet Mitruma. Just like by Truma it says, Kein Torim Gam Atem. Atem means the farmer, and Gam L'Rabbis is HaShliach. So just like you learn out that Shluchu Shladim Kemoisoi, by Hafrash Truma. So it says there by Truma, Baharim Chem Eschel. Well, I see so all of Chet, Baharim Chem Eschel Bo Mimenu. That you will not be in violation of anything, you won't have an Avera if it'll be Mafrish Min HaMuvchor. If you Mafrish Min HaRoh Ala Yofa, then it's an Iser. I have a lot of bushels of grain, and what I have to give to the Kohen, I'm not going to have. So I give him the rotten stuff, I give him the cheapest stuff, the least valuable stuff. So you're not allowed to do that. You have to be Mafrish Min HaYofer. Barim Chem is Chelba Memena. Chelba means the Muvchor. You have to be Mafrish Min HaYofer, not Min HaRoh. If you mafish men aro, then you're even out there. So the pasuk reads, "Well, see, all of chet baharim chemas chel b'mimen." So the word chet appears over there, and then the word chet appears by moel behegdush, and the end of parsha is by yikra, by one who's moel behegdush. So the mishnayos have this gzeres shavah chet chet mechuma. You learn out a lot of dinim chet chet mechuma. One of the several dinim that the mishnayos have in meila is that yesh aliyach ledvar there, just like there's shlichas by hafrashas truma. That's not an avera. So too there's shlichas by Me'ila v'Hegdash. Yeah, that's Mishnayos. This is not Beferish Mishnayos. This is the Amoraim came up with this chiddush, the Yesh Shalich L'Dvar Avera by Dalet V'Hei. In the third case is a Gemara in Bava Metzia by Shlichas Yad. A called Vapesha that if the Shomer is shaleach yad bepikad al yedei shaleach, so that's a chiddush that yei shaleach advar ver bashlichus yad. So Gemara says usually the rule is ein shaleach advar ver, and these three are an exception to the rule. The Rambam in Hilchas Meila has a whole section Hilchas Meila. There's all Masechta Masechas Meila, so the Rambam has a whole section Hilchas Meila. So he quotes the din that by Meila there is an exception to the rule that you say yei shaleach advar ver. And then the Rambam says, and this is the one and only exception to the rule. What do you mean the one and only exception to the rule? The Gemara has that there are three exceptions to the rule. I knew the Gemara. It's not such a big case. I knew the Gemara. So that's a problem. What did the Rambam write? This is the one and only exception to the rule. Where is Hilchas Me'ila? It's earlier. It's in Perek Zayin in Hilchas Me'ila, the last line in Halacha Beis. V'chol ha'Torah kula ein shalich ledvar avera, ela b'me'ilu levado. Problematic. Ela b'me'ilu. The Rambam himself quotes the other two exceptions to the rule. That Dalet V'hei is an exception to the rule. And by Shlichas Yad B'Pikodin is also a Mishnah in the end of Perek HaMavken, Machlech B'Shan HaMizil. We paskin yesh shalich ledvar avera. By Shlichas Yad, yeah. So that's a problem. What does the Rama mean over here? Okay. So the Meforshim talk about it. Yeah. How do you know the Yesh Lich Dvar there? How do you know it's an exception to the rule? So the Gemara says, what's the Mokker? The Gemara asks, how do you have that? The rule usually is, Ein Shlich Dvar there. So the Gemara gives three suggestions what the Mokar is. Amar Rav Amar Achmana Utvocha Omechor. There's a hekesh between Tvicha Mechira. Ma Mechira Al Yacher. Mechira is always Al Yacher. I sell it to Lekech. Av Tvicha Al Yacher. He can do, if you have another person involved, when you do the Tvicha, means I ask a Shechet to Shech the Shorvah Sefemi, Sam Chayiv. The Beir Rabbi Shmuel Tana, that the word O, oh, not a hekesh between Tvocha Omechor, Ma Mechira Al Yacher, but rather the word O. Oh. And the Bechizki Atana, and the Chizki is Yeshiva, the Abba Bryson, and it says, Tachas, the Rabbis is HaShaliach. Is it conceivable that there's a Tana who disagrees? Here the Chachamim Poitrim. Rab Meir holds that Yechayiv. Gona V'Tavach B'Shabbos, Gona V'Tavach L'Avodah Zorah. So Rav Meir says Yechayim Dalav Dehei. And Rabbanan say Yepater. The Gemara said Rav Meir holds Yechayim Dalav Dehei. What am to come lay with the Rabbine? Misa doesn't pater from Mammon. Misa should pater from Mammon. The Gemara says yeah. He's talking Taveach Hayyadei Acher. So my time of the Rabbanan. So what's the reason for the Chacham? So he could have said the Chachamim hold that there's no din of Shliach Ledvar Avera by Tovach Amacha. By Me'ila, that's Mishnayis that everybody agrees. But maybe over here, it's a Machalikas Hatanaim. So Taisa says, now that's inconceivable. Everybody holds like that over here. It's not Shaykh to say that they're going to disagree. Where's that Taisa's the next daf? Where's that Taisa's? Here, the Taisa's. My time of the Rabbana, the Patri, and La Medala, the Menalef. There's a one line Taisa's. My time of the Rabbana, the Patri, if it's Tavech al the Acher, if he did the Gon of the Tavach B'Shabbos, Gon of the Tavach Lava, the Zore, and Rameir says that there's no Kamla with the Rabbina, even Misa doesn't Pata from Mammon. So we understand the Chachamim disagree that there is a Din of Kamla with the Rabbina. But once the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yechanan, who reinterpreted it, no, he talked in Tavech al the Acher. So the Gemara asks, my time of the Rabbana. So the Gemara is going to give a whole fantastic interpretation. So they said, what do you need? Hold fantastic. Just say they don't hold from the din of Shliach Ledvar Avera by Tovach Amacha. So they said, no, no one's going to disagree. L'boi l'meimah, the Gemara didn't want to say, d'lo darshi o v'tachas l'rabstav shliach, d'lo nichalei l'meimah, the peligi b'shaliach. The Gemara held that that can't be. Why can't it be? Because it's the Rava. Why you can't disagree with Rava? Rava says, Tovach Amachara. No, but then you have the Bei Rabbi Shmuel as a Bryce, and then you have the Bei Chizkiah Tana. And Chizkiah was the son of Rab Chia. Rab Chia was the one who carried all the traditions from Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Any Bryce that wasn't recorded by Rab Chia and Rab Oshia edited the Tosefta. So the Gemara says, Kol Bryce de la Masani, Rab Chia and Rab Oshia, lo mesvina minei tiyufti, ken es kani kasha. So here Chizkiah, Rab Chia had twin sons and twin daughters. So the twin sons, Yehuda and Chizkiah, were the two sons. So Chizkiah, Tanla B'Chizkiah, is the son of Rab Chia. And he's saying, over he has a tradition from his father got it from Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. That's a Taisus maybe in Baba Kama. So Taisus says here and there, they didn't want to say that someone disagrees with this. That's a Muskam, L'Cholodeh, that there are three exceptions to the rule. That this one is also Tavach HaMachar is an exception to the rule that everybody agrees Yesh Aliyach and Dvar there. Fine.
Yeah. Rav argues that as far as the drasha is concerned.
What?
Rav argues that as far as
the drasha. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. If everybody agrees, how come Rav disagrees on the Machar? I don't know. That's a good kasha. I don't know. Then the Gemara is very surprised. The Gemara has six lines from the bottom. Maskif la mazutra. How can that be? Meika mi the dilo avari. If I myself would have done the gun of a shochet b'shabbes la mechayiv, I wouldn't be chayiv because kamla with the rabbini. And I point to shliach of it shliach mechayiv. How can that be? If I do a yidei shliach, usually he says shlucha shalom to myself. I send the shliach. It's considered as if I did it myself. But if I would do it myself, I can't do it. How can I be chayv by the shliach? More than I myself would be chayv if I would do it myself. Can it be? Is there such a thing that you only are you the shliach? If you do it yourself, is no good. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a binyan siyan like that. The shalach manas has to be are you the shliach. If you give it in person, you're not yet. Posh b'shat gemara is not so. Posh b'shat gemara. If I invite someone to eat in my home on Purim, and l'cha shalach manas, God will make I give it in person, it's avada good. Shalach manas, even if you send that idea, shliach is also good. But if you give it in person, it's avada good. It's a chiddush. Remember when I was a student in yeshiva, after the Second World War, the Mishnah Berurah became mekubal all over the world because they killed so many rabbanim. And the Talmid HaChachamim who rebuilt the Torah in America and in Europe and Eretz Yisrael had all passed through Radna at some time or another. Everybody was influenced by it. All those who survived the war were influenced by the Chafetz Chaim. And they all used to look at Mishnah Berurah. So it became more accepted. Mishnah Berurah became much more accepted. Because the Rabbanim who were teaching We're all kafuf to the Chafetz Chaim. So I remember when I was a student in Yeshiva, Rabbi Gerelick said that when they were learning in Europe, they were learning Mishnah Brura, they had a taina why he quoted that binyan zion. The Talmidim thought that was a shver achidish, that you're not yotzei shalach manos if you give it in person. How could that be? Pashtus is like the Gemara says here, you can't have such a thing. That if you do it yourself, it's no good. You do it as shliach, then it's better. Dafka ide shliach. Why should it be so shver achidish? Anyway, so that's what the Gemara asked over here. How can it be? If I myself would be gone of a tovach b'shabbos, I would say, come lebe de rabbi, I'm not chayv, dal vehe. If I do it, they shliach, I am chayv. The Gemara says, that's not a kasha. That's a silly kasha. Ihu, if I do it myself, lamishum dole mechayv. It's not that the chayv, dal vehe, is only a day shliach. No, if you do it on the weekdays, you do your own tovach mochi wachai. On Shabbos, it's a din, come lebe de rabbi, elamishum de come lebe de rabbi. Sure.
Isn't it still better to do
it by yourself than by shliach?
Isn't it still better to do
it by yourself?
In general,
don't
say that
it's better to do it. Yeah, it should be better to do the shalach manas in person rather than to do aydei shliach. Should have been the reverse from the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes the binyan tzion, you're only yotzei if you do aydei shliach. The binyan tzion was a yekim islam, that's why they didn't like it. Because they were all litvakas, so whatever he quoted from the yekis mustama they didn't like. I don't know. So that's very smart to say you only yotzei shalach manos aydei shliach. Shine. So the Gemara comes out that what the Rameyer, the brisa is not to be read kipshuto. Ganav atovach b'shabbos, ganav atovach lavoy de zareh is not to be read kipshuto. The ganav did tovach b'shabbos, ganav did tovach lavoy de zareh. No, if he did tovach lavoy de zareh, come lebi de rami. Rameyer would also agree. Rameyer doesn't disagree with come lebi de rami that misa patas from mamon. It must be Taveach HaYidei Acher. Sure. Then there's one opinion later who disagrees. Where's that? Omar Rabbah, here. Where does that begin? Rabbah Omar, here, the last line on Lamedala Reman Aleph. Rabbah disagrees with this interpretation of the Braise. Rabbah Omar Liyodam Taveach HaYidei Atzmo. He says that Rabbi Yechanan, he disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara quoted, everybody quoted Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan interpreted that the Rabbi Meir agrees that ain't on the Mesa Mishalim, only like a Mishalim. Rabbi Meir disagrees. Mesa Mishalim, he's maskim. That has come to be the Rabbi. So the Brice must be Tavech HaYideach. And then Rabbi Amar, no, the Yodlam Tavech HaYideachmo. The Brice is Kipshuto. And Rabbi Meir is maskim that there is a din. Rabbi Meir agrees with the Pasuk and Parshas Mishpatim. That is kamlebi the rabbinay. That if there's a chiyuv misa, you don't pay the mamon. That he agrees. But over there, what kind of mamon is it? That's not knas. When you pay the mevulodas, that's not knas. That's mamon or kapara, one or the other. It's either mamon or kapara, but it's not knas. But over here, dala dehe is knas. So Rabba claims that's the pshat in the brayse. And the machlokes Rameh and Chachamim is. They both subscribe to the din of Kamla with the Rabbeinu that Misa Patas from Mammon, but they argue that Misa Pata from Knas. Maybe Knas is Chidush or Chidush Torah. That's what Rabbi says. Le'olam Tevelch HaYidei Acher V'Rab Meir on the top line on Lamedala on the base. The Gemara continues, Rab Meir Lokim Mishalem Islay Mesa Mishalem Leislay V'Shayni Hani, which is Hani, Dalad V'Hei the Chidush or Chidush Torah B'Knas I've got the Mikdil Mishalim. Vaz the Rabbah Letaimei. Why? Dama Rabbah, Hoya Gedi Gonavlo. If he stole a Gedi on Erev Shabbos, Utvocha B'Shabbos, and he shechts the Gedi on Shabbos, say, Chayv Dalad Hei, why should Karen Schay be Gnevi Kodim Shiova the day Yisra Shabbos? He was ready Chayv the Karen and the Kefal on the weekdays. Then Tovach B'Shabbos is Mechayv him the Dalad Behei. So Dalad Behei is Knas. So Rabbi says within Reb Meir, he said, there's no kamla with the Rabbine on Knas. Even though he's chayv misa for the Tovach, he'll still be chayv in Knas. But Ganav Tovach b'Shabbos, but if he makes the Kinyan Geneva b'Shabbos, and that's kamla with the Rabbine on the Kinyan Geneva, so he's not chayv the Karen. So you're not chayv the Karen. Men Geneva ain't tvich v'emechira. If you're not chayv, because Karen is mammon, it's not Knas. Dalet v'hei, kefil dalet v'hei is Knas. But the Karen is not Knas. So on the moment of the Karen, that you say, come levi the rabbinate. So if he does the Gneva b'Shabbos, Come live with the rabbin is not chayv the keren. Then you can't be chayv kefel dalav. Hey, if you're not chayv the keren, amen keren, amen gnev ain't tvich ve mechira. You only pay kefel dalav. Hey, if you pay the keren. Then he says, you are my rabbi. Hoye gedi ganav lo tvocho b'machteres. The same thing. If a person is above a machteres, then the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that you apply kamle with the rabbinai. So if he does the tovach mocha b'machteres, then you chayiv, because you don't say, Reb Meir holds, you don't say kamle with the rabbinai on knas. Shekvan is chayiv b'gnei v'kodim shabbat the deyisir machteres. He was already chayiv the keren and the kefal before, and when he's tovach machteres, he becomes mechuyev the knas. But if he does the gneiva while he's in the machteres, so while you're in the machteres, they have the right to kill you. Above a machteres is nitan lahorga in order to save the life of the balabas. We assume the above machteres is prepared to kill the balabas in order to pull off the gneiva. So that's a Mishnah Sanhedrin. The one is above a machteres is kamle b'de rabbinei. So if he's gone of a tovach and machteres potter, why I? But the dal of the hay is knas, and you don't apply kamle with the rabbinate to the knas. The answer is no. You say kamle with the rabbinate on the keren. Since it was gone of a tovach b'machteres, you're not mechuyev to pay the keren. And if there's no keren, it ain't gneiva, ain't tzricha v'mechir. If you don't pay keren, then you're not mechuyev to pay the kefel dal of the hay. Sure. So that's what Rabba learns that brisa kipshuto. This brisa that was quoted on Laman Gimel Laman Beis. Again, Rish Lakish said, Hamani Ramehi. Rish Lakish, again, to go back to the beginning again. The beginning was the last four lines on Lamed Aleph and Beis, the last three lines on Lamed Aleph. Elohein Aloikin. It says that there's Malkus Abual, Abual Amamzeras, Abual Achoso, there's Malkus. So just like Abual Bitas, come let me the Rabbinate, that the Misa Patas from Mammon. So Malkus should Patas from Mammon also, and the Gemara thought it should even be with. It should be like Tana the Bechiske, like he locked them in Shogig Lemezin. So Ula gives his answer. Rabbi Yechanan says it's wrong. He doesn't agree with Ula. Whenever there's Mammon and Malkus, you get the Malkus, you don't pay the Mammon. But if Lo Hisrubo, Chavi Malkus Shogigim, then you don't say Kam Levi Dirabmine. And Rish Lakish disagrees. Here's Rish Lakish in the middle of Lamagim. Rish Lakish disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan. He holds that Tana Bechiske applies not only to Misa Patrim from Malkus, Misa Patrim from Mammon, even Malkus Patrim from Mammon, it still applied to the Bechiske. So how do you answer the Mishnayas? So he said, the Mishnah goes like Aloch, and the Perik, Eilo Naris, is only Aliba the Reb Meir, he holds that Loik and Mishalim, and we don't pass like him. That we know from the Mishnah in Malkus. He had on the previous daf, on Lamed Beis, on the Beis. We don't accept Reb Meir Sheet. We pass can that there is kamle with the rabbi made by Malkus and Mammon. Then the Gemara says, how can you say the Mishnah goes like Rab Meir? It says that by Bito, the first Mishnah says, the reason why there's no kamle with the rabbi made is because, afo pishein behiko reis, ein bohem isis bezin. And then the next Mishnah says, but abu al Bito, whenever abu al eshes ish, whenever there's Misa, then you do say kamle with the rabbi. But Rab Meir doesn't believe in kamle with the rabbi made, even Misa and Mammon. I will hatanya, Gan of Tavach B'Shab is Gan of Tavach Lavi Dazar. It's Chayiv Misa. And still, Rabbi Meir says that Yechayiv Dalav Hay. So Rabbi Yechanan said, "No, that's Tavach Hayde Yachem. That's it. There's no Kamla B'Dirabinah." And Rabba, on the last line on Lamed Aled, Rabba disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan. He says, "Not true. Rab Meir holds there's no Kamla B'Dirabinah. Misa doesn't pater from Mammon if the Mammon is Knas." So that's what the Brisa means. And the Chachamim disagree with Chachamim Poitrim that Misa does pater from Mammon even if the Tashlum Mammon happens to be Knas. That's the Machlokes in the Brisa. Rabbi Yechanan is going to have to come up with a new explanation. My time in the Rabbanon. Why did the Rabbanon say pater? But according to Rabbi, we understand what the Machlokes is. Whether Kamle be the Rabbine, Misa paters from Mammon, does it only pater from Mammon or does it even pater from Knas? The Rameh holds that Misa does not pater. Misa does not pater from Knas. So Rabbah, who claims like that, cannot hold like Rish Lakish. The Mishnah is talking about Knas. Eilan Nairish Eishlam Knas. The Mishnah is talking about Knas. So the Mishnah says, Afal Pishein Bihikars Ein Behem Misa's Bezin. There's no Misa. If there is Misa, then the next Mishnah says that you do say Kam Lebi Derabinah. But according to Rabbah, According to Rabbi, the Mishnah can't go like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that you'd say come with the Rabbi Meir, Misa does not pata from Knas. So Rabbi Beferi, the Gemara spells it out on the next daf. On Lamed Hei, on the base, the Gemara spells it out. Somebody asked Akasha to Abaye. Abaye was a nephew of Rabba. He was a Yosem. He was raised by his uncle, Rabba. So he knew all the Shitas of Rabba. He used to follow a lot of the Shitas of Rabba. Here you have 10 lines from the top of Laman Heim at base. Amale Rapapa Le Abaye. The last word in the line is Labaye. And the next line begins with the word Le Rabba. Le Rabba, the Yom HaChidush and Shechidush and Torah Biknas. According to Rabba, who says within Reb Meir, that there is a din of Kamalei B'der Abinei, that Misa patas from Mammon, Reb Meir holds Loik and Mishalim. That we know from the Mishnah and Mammon. Loik and Mishalim. In all cases, Loik and Mishalim, whether the Mammon is Mammon and the Mammon is Knas. Reb Meir holds Loik and Mishalim. But Misa, Reb Meir distinguishes, according to Rabba, that if it's Misa with Knas, you do pay. Because Chidush or Shechidush and Torah B'Knas. But Misa patas from Mammon. So Gemara says, according to Rabba, the Yom HaChidush of Shechidush and Torah B'Knas, Avgav to komiktol mishale masnisin keman mukim lo. How does he read the Mishnah? He can't read the Mishnah like Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said the Mishnah goes like Rab Meir. So Rish Lakish is clearly not like Rabba. Rabba disagrees with Rish Lakish. Gemara says he has to learn like Rabbi Yechanan. He's going to have to give the answer of Rabbi Yechanan. Fine. Okay. That's the gist of the Gemara. Just the Hemshech keeps on going on and on and on. You don't finish a sentence till two dafim later. Okay. Then the Gemara picks up more. So we're up to this. Fine. So Rabbi Yechanan interpreted the Braisa not like Rabbi. Rabbi Yechanan interprets the Braisa. We're talking Taveach HaDei Acher. And this is one of the three exceptions to the rule, the Yesh Oliach HaDvar Aver. Shine. Dalud Dehe is Yesh Oliach HaDvar Aver. So the Gemara says, on the last two lines, on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, Ibe Taveach HaDei Acher, my tamay the Rabbanon the Patris. Why did the Rabbanon say Pot? They just gave such a good explanation that you can't apply the rule. If I myself would do it, I wouldn't be chayv. If I send a shliach, I'm going to be chayv. How can it be the shliach is strong? And no, if I myself do it, it's kamlei b'de rabbinai. If I shecht on the weekdays, I am chayv. Only if I shecht on Shabbos, I don't pay because kamlei b'de rabbinai. If I'm tevei chayv de'ach, there is no kamlei b'de rabbinai, so I do pay. So that's not a taina. So it's such a solid argument. Is my tamay the rabbanon? Why did the rabbanon argue? It doesn't make any sense. And for the Gemara, a whole fantastic pshat. A whole fantastic pshat. There's a machlekes Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon by Chai is Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, what's the status? I shecht an animal and it turns out that it's a trefa. So what's the din? Is the shchita chalana? So shchita usually accomplishes two things. Number one, it makes a muta bachila. Number two, it doesn't have tumas nevelas. If you shecht an animal, it turns out you did a good shchita, it's not a nevela. If you didn't do a good job shchita, so it's a nevela. So nevela is also bachila and it's metame. But if you did a perfect shchita, but the animal happens to be diseased, even if you knew in advance that it has a broken leg, or it's diseased and it's a trefa, so the din is that it's metame de nevela. Shchita is trefa, metame de nevela, but it's just not mate bachila. What's the din normally when a person shechts a beim? You say a brocha. What if you shecht the trefa? Do you say a brocha? So in Yerudei it says that you don't say a brocha. The Ramon Yerudei talks, what if I'm shechting an animal that I have a suffix in advance? It fell down a flight of stairs and I'm going to have to check to see if there are any broken ribs. If the broken ribs punctured a hole into the lungs or not. Broken rib itself is not a trefa, but a broken rib will often cause that it should make a puncture in the lungs. So normally, you don't have to check for a puncture in the lungs. It's a far-fetched thing. You check for sirchas harmiyot tamotze. But the other things you don't have to check for. But if the animal fell down a flight of stairs, then you have to check. So the Ramah says, usually you recite a bracha before you shecht an animal. You're supposed to recite the bracha. You shouldn't wait till after you did the mitzvah and then say the bracha. This is, we treat as if it's a birchas ha-mitzvah. You say, ha-shekirishanu b'mitzvah, yisab b'tzivanu. Question is, what's for a mitzvah is it? What's it? If you don't want to, Rabbi Soloveitchik put it like this. You mean to say the Sheikhet who's shechting 100 animals has 100 mitzvahs, and I'm sitting here learning I don't have the mitzvahs? He couldn't believe that it's a mitzvah. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to shecht. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah says it's a mitzvah to shecht. So the Ravid says, no mitzvah to shecht. He doesn't think it's a mitzvah, says it's a lava bo mechlala, say. It's an isa resa. If you eat flesh and it wasn't geshachten, that there's a lav l'sechu kol nevela. And in addition to violating the l'sechu kol nevela, it's also an isa rase, because it says you should shecht in advance. So the Ravid claims that the Ravid is not, we have Hasogas HaRavid on the Sefer HaMitzvahs also, not just on the Mishnah Torah. Sefer HaMitzvahs is the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah. So the Ravid wrote on everything. So he's Masig on that Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah, let's see. Yeah, Mitzvah Kuf Mem Vov. Lishchad Behema Chai B'yoif Bacha Yoichal. Omar Avram Zu Ein Lo Tam, makes no sense at all. Ulai, maybe what he's driving at is it's a lava bo mechlala say. Maybe the Rambam meant that it's a, maybe that's correct, lava bo mechlala say. But it does make sense to say it's a mitzvah lishcha. So the Kesef Mishnah takes it that it's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, and he comes to defend the Rambam. He says, no, it's a mitzvah to shecht. If you want, you can be a vegetarian. No mitzvah to eat flesh. He says, no, the mitzvah is a conditional mitzvah. I said, it's a mitzvah to do pidyon haben. So my first baby was a girl, so I never did the mitzvah pidyon haben. I never did the mitzvah putting a makkah. The answer is, we have a roof that nobody ever uses, so you don't need a makkah. Your first baby is a girl, so you don't have a mitzvah pidyon haben. You're not mechuyif to marry another wife to try again, and then you have a girl, then you have to marry a third wife to try again. Not mechuyif. If you don't have a boy first, so you're not mechuyif in pidyon haben. It's a conditional mitzvah. So this also, the Kesef Mishnah comes to defend the Rambam. The simple defense of the Rambam is that the Ravid's pshat is what the Rambam meant. He meant a lava bo mechlala. The Kesef Mishnah doesn't assume like that. He thinks that the Rambam disagrees with the Ravid, and he holds that it is a mitzvah. But it's a conditional mitzvah. If one is interested in eating meat, then it's a mitzvah that he should shecht in advance. So let's say I'm interested in having some chicken tonight. Did I do the shechit? I didn't do the shechit. I didn't even bring it to the shechit. I bought it in a butcher shop. So I'm a vatal the mitzvah. So somebody in Europe, 100 years ago, someone wrote a sefer, and he writes that the shechit has in mind that he's doing the mitzvah. We all have in mind that we're appointing whichever shechit. I don't even know what continent the shechit comes from. I don't know where it comes from, America, South America, Europe, I don't know where it comes from. We all have in mind that we're appointing the sheikh as a shliach to do the mitzvah for us. If it turns out that I eat his chicken, so I was yotze the mitzvah because he did for me. So the Netziv had two sons. He had Rab Chaim Berlin, was his son from the first wife. First wife died, and then he married a second wife. Then Rab Meir Bar Ilan, who was one of the founders of Yeshiva College here, was the wife and the second son. That was Rab Meir Berlin, was Rab Meir Bar Ilan. So Rab Chaim Berlin was a Talmud Chacham, and Bar Ilan was very shvach in learning. He was a good speaker, he was a good darshan, but he wasn't strong in learning. Rab Chaim Berlin was a big Talmud Chacham. So Rab Chaim Berlin has a tshuva. The alumni of Yeshivas, Rab Chaim Berlin, published a collection of tshuvas by Rab Chaim Berlin, the namesake of the yeshiva. And they printed one volume, and then after they put it out, then people gave him more tshuvas, and they printed, I think, by now, three volumes. They reprinted everything with three big volumes. So he has a tshuva where he sends a letter to this Talmud Chacham. He says, what are you talking about? That we appointed him as a shliach. No one appointed any shliach. The whole thing is chalomis. He says the Pashu Pshat and the Rambam is not like the Kesef Mishnah. Pashu Pshat, the Rambam meant that it's a lava bo mechlala. It's Rav Soloveitchik also thought like that. He didn't know about Rav Chaim Berlin, but he just looking at the Rambam and the Rambam, he couldn't believe that the Kesef Mishnah was right. But the Kesef Mishnah is consistent. In the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, he still sticks to his guns. He says, no, it's a mitzvah min haTorah, according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah to shecht, and if there's any suffix, so is it shaykh to have alachatchila deraisa. There's a tesis in the end of Nida, where tesis says, let's say, chalitza. A man is married and he dies and he leaves no children, so his wife has to have chalitza. So the Torah says, l'chatchila, the proper way to perform chalitza is the Yavam and the Yavamah recite psukim from the Chumash, Kriyas HaPsukim, and then the Yavamah removes the shoe from the right foot of the Yavam, and then she spits on the floor in front of him. So you need Rikike, you need Kriyas HaPsukim, and you need the chalitza. And then there are different opinions in the Tanoim, and we paskin the most lenient, that the only thing that's ma'akev is the chalitza sasal, and the rikik and the kriyas apsukim is not ma'akev. So Tosfos asks, so why do you need it l'chatchil? If it's not ma'akev, so she's materis lehinasi lashuk without it, why do you even need it l'chatchil? So Tosfos answers, no, but it's a mitzvah to do chalitza. So in a mitzvah, it's shach to talk about l'chatchil midyevet. If you have a situation where something is not a mitzvah, it's just a matir, let's say a person goes to mikveh, he's tohar. So going to mikveh is a matir. So you have to say, l'chatchil, you should do like this, and midyevet like this. So you have a get, let's say, l'chatchil, the get should be like this, and midyevet like that is also good. So on the, you have a lot of l'chatchilas by a get. So Taisa says, it's a dead giveaway that they roll their rabbanon, because a get is not a mitzvah, a get is a matir. We'd say, he the mitzvah. The husband should give his wife a get on a plaque of gold, fancy, with a beautiful ksav. A mezuzah is a mitzvah, so he should have a fancy, everything should be fancy. He the mitzvah. A get is not a mitzvah, a get is a matir. So if you have a sloppy ksav and you have a cheap piece of paper, it's also good. There is no he the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah. So the Mishnah is in the middle of Gittin, you have l'chatchila, the get should have been like this, and midyevet it's good without that. That's a dead giveaway that's only the rabban. It's only shach t'aba l'chatchila d'araisa, if you're talking about a mitzvah. So there is a Gemara, the beginning of the second parak in Chulin, where the Gemara talks about l'chatchilas by shchita. L'chatchila should do the shchita like this, and midyevet it's good like that. So in that Gemara, there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, whether you're talking about a l'chatchila d'araisa or l'chatchila d'rabbanon. So the Kesem Mishnah, beginning of Hilchos Shechita, learns in the Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah. He doesn't agree with the Ravid, and this mitzvah says a kuf mem vov. The Ravid says if the Rambam is right, all it could possibly be is a lav abo mechlala. It does mean that it's a mitzvah, saseh, a kiyum saseh. So the Kesem Mishnah learns not so. Whenever you're interested in eating meat, it's a mitzvah that you should go ahead and shecht it, have somebody shecht it for you. So since the Kesem Mishnah holds that it's a mitzvah, so he assumes that a shach to have a lachatchila deraisa. Then when the Gemara has a suffix, what exactly is in the beginning of the second parak in Chulin, what exactly is the lachatchila deraisa? So the Kesem Mishnah says the Rambam goes lachumra on everything, but suffix deraisa lachumra. He holds according to the Rambam that the Gemara is talking about lachatchila deraisa. Oh, so that's no. We assume like Tosfos, the chalitza is a mitzvah. The only debate Achrenim have is Hilchos Chalitza, is it a mitzvah to have chalitza even if she's not interested in remarrying? Or no, maybe it's only a mitzvah to do chalitza in the event, conditional mitzvah. If she's interested in remarrying, then there's a mitzvah to have chalitza. If she's not interested in remarrying, maybe there's no mitzvah. But they all have to agree that there is a mitzvah. Baharaya, the fact that you have a lachatchila deraisa, you can't have Tosfos as this klal. In the end of Nida, it doesn't make sense to have a lachatchila deraisa if the thing is only a matir, like by a get. It must be that by chalitza for sure has to be a mitzvah. So getting back again, so in Shulchan Aruch, in Simid Yutes and you're there, the first chelik you're there. So it says you recite a bracha before you're about to shech. That's a question, is it really a bichas ha-mitzvah? The text is, ha-shekar rishonu, v'mitzvah yisavitz yivano, ala shechita. So it sounds like the way the Kesem Mishnah says in the Rama, that it's a real mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to shech. If you hold, there's no mitzvah to shech, so what are you saying, ha-shekar rishonu, v'mitzvah yivano? You got to say it's a bracha ha-matir. Sometimes you have a bracha ha-matir. Let's say you have an erev e-tchumen. You want to go chutz le-tchum. You have to put away an erev e-tchumen. So erev e-tchumen is not a mitzvah. Erev Chumen is a matir. Erev Chatzer is also a matir. It's not a mitzvah. It's a matir. And nonetheless, you say a bracha on that. So you say a bracha on shechita also. The fact that there's a bracha doesn't necessarily prove the point, even though the text of the bracha is Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvah Yisav v'tzivanu. It sounds like it's a bichas ha-mitzvah. It could be it's called the bichas ha-mitzvah, but it's not really a mitzvah. It's a bichas ha-mitzvah on a matir. So that's the question. Hafrashas Trumas Amais is also a question. Is there a mitzvah to be mafresh trumas and maizes, even if you're not interested? Let's say a farmer has a farm in Eretz Yisrael, has a lot of fruits and vegetables, and he doesn't want to sell all of them. Like in America, they destroy much of the produce in order to keep the price up, in order to keep the prices up. So let's say the guy has a lot of fruits and vegetables, he's not going to eat it, he's just going to leave it there. Is there a mitzvah to be mafresh trumas and maizes, even if you're not interested in eating it? Or maybe I should say, maybe it's only a matir, or maybe it's a mitzvah if you're interested in eating it. Is it shach tava lachatchila deraisa by hafroshes trumas and maizmas? Is it shach tava lachatchila deraisa by hafroshes trumas and maizmas? There is a din lachatchila. When you mafrish trumas and maizmas, you're supposed to mafrish min amukov. You should have everything all together. You shouldn't have some stuff in one room, some stuff in another room, and be mafrish from this room on the other room. Lachatchila, everything should be in the same room. That's called min amukov. Mukov means nearby. Everything is nearby. So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, whether that's a din deraisa or a din derabanan. Rashi explains that it's only a din derabanan, min amukov, and Tosfos says, no, it's a pasuk, it's a din deraisa. So it could be that that's what they're fighting about, whether hafroshes trumas and maisos is a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, check to talk about alachatchila deraisa. And it could be that Rashi holds that it's not a mitzvah at all, it's just a matter. This is a big machlekes. Achrenim have this machlekes. As in the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that Hafroshes Trumas Ma'aser is just a matir. A thousand year a day, Simon Aleph holds that it's a mitzvah. Reb Kevege points out and that Magen Avraham, and Simon Ches and Orech Haim, he says, look in the thousand Simon Aleph and year a day, who disagrees, holds that it's a mitzvah. That's a shayma. Okay, so Nachamal. So,
then maybe also talk about, like in the afternoon, then like he said, before after Shita.
Right, and Yeridei Simon Yutes says you got to say a bracha before you're about to shecht. You shouldn't say the bracha la'achar asiyosim. We're applying the rules and regulations of Bichas HaMitzvah, even though it's not 100% clear that Shechita is a mitzvah, could be it's only a matir, and the bracha is not really a Bichas HaMitzvah, but still, it's the text of a Bichas HaMitzvah. So we insist that you have to recite the bracha over asiyosim. What's the din b'di'evit if a person put on the tefillin? Let's say sometimes people put on talis and tefillin too early to say a bracha, and then they finish davening, so then they say the bracha after tachnun. They say the bracha and the talis and they're still wearing the talis and tefillin. What if he forgot? He already took off the talis and tefillin. He just took it off and now he reminds himself, I never said the bracha. Can he recite the bracha if it's already 7 o'clock in the evening? It's 11 o'clock at night and he reminds himself he didn't say a bracha at 6 o'clock in the morning, so he lost this chance. What if it's soon after? Does it make sense to say the bracha soon after? So that's a machlekes in Simon Yutes in Yerideya. The machlekes is the Rambam and the Yerzura. The Rambam says, once you did the mitzvah already, mashanasa kvanasa, farfalni, you can't say a bracha lacharasi yasim. And the Ramah quotes the Yerzura, who disagrees with the Rambam. He says that the Yerzura has a right from a Mishnah, that b'di'eved, if you say the bracha soon after, you finish doing the mitzvah, soon after, so the bracha can relate to the mitzvah. So if you forgot to say the bracha before, we would permit you to say the bracha afterwards. Lachatrila, you should always say the bracha in advance. But b'di'evit, the Yozer holds not like the Ramah, you can say b'di'evit. So the Ramah has this case. If an animal fell down a flight of stairs, and the din requires you have to check it to make sure it doesn't have any trephis, and you don't know in advance what it's going to turn out, you have no idea. So you shouldn't say a bracha in advance. It may turn out the animal is a trefa, even though the shechita is mitar minei nevela, but you don't say a bracha on shechita's trefa. So first you shech the animal, then you check. And soon, right after you finish checking, you see that the animal is not a trefa. Then in that case, we would rely on the Urza Ruah to say the bracha lachar asiyos. So that's the question. Did the Ramah paskin like the Urza Ruah? Or maybe only in that rare case, maybe because he wasn't allowed to say the bracha before, because it was a sofik trefa. Maybe only there. Maybe in a normal case, the Ramah would paskin like the Rambam that you can't say bracha lachar asiyosim. So that's the question there in Simon Tes and Yerideya. How do you understand that Ramah? How far did he go with this adopting the position of the Urza Ruah? So there in Simon Yutes, they point out that Rashi in the Tshuvas, Rashi is of the opinion that you do say a bracha even if you know in advance that the animal is a trefa. Because shechita's trefa is mitar midei nevela. It is a shechita. We don't accept Rashi's opinion. We paskin only say a bracha if it's going to be a kosher animal. How do you ever say a bracha? It's a suffix trefa. So you go, basarayvi, you assume rov behemis ksherise. You assume that rov of the animals are going to turn out to be kosher. There's over around 14% or so turn out to be trefas, but since rov behemis ksherise, so you're allowed to say a bracha. Now there's usually no problem because they don't shech one chicken, they don't shech one behemah. In the slaughterhouse, they have the shechet ready, and he shechts 100 chickens a minute. They have a conveyor belt. And shechts keep on shechting. So even if 10 of them are going to be treifa, the other 90 are going to be kosher. So he's saying the bracha on those that are good. But even if you're only shechting one animal, in Europe they didn't shecht on a conveyor belt like that. They would shecht the one behemoth, shine, one behemoth the whole day. So how do you say bracha in advance? So we say ro behemoth ksheris, and you go basarayv, and you say the bracha. So shechitas treifa is shechita, is metar medein aveila, but it's not mate b'achilim. So there's a machlokes from Shimon and the Chachamim, the top line on daf lamed dalet and aleph. That's called shechita shein ruuya. I shecht an animal, I know in advance that it's a treifa. Or I didn't know in advance, and after I shechted it, I discovered that it's a treifa. Is it called a shechita, or is it not called a shechita? So Rashi points out, the top Rashi, that this machlokes from Shimon and the Chachamim appears in three different places, twice in Chulin, and once in Bava Kama, b'perek merubah b'kisi adam b'osav ezbeno. The din is when you shecht chay v'yof, you have to do kisi adam. You shecht the behemoth, there's no mitzvah of kisi adam. The shecht that says nechumish, ki yishchat chay v'yof b'machane, v'shofar ezdam b'chiso b'ofer. For what if I shecht a chicken or a chaya, a deer, and then I discover that it has a simet treifa? Is it a mitzvah of kisi adam or not? So Reb Shimon says, no. Since the animal, even though the shechita has been time made in avela, but it's not mata b'achila because it's a treifa, so it's not called shechita. It is, that's an exception to the rule. It's called shechita vis-a-vis the time made in avela. But as far as kol ha-terakula is concerned, for all other intents and purposes, shechita that's not mata b'achila is not called shechita. The same thing also has been on. Let's say I shoot an animal, so I'm permitted to shecht the mother of the animal or the vlad of the animal. That's not a nisa. But if I shecht an animal, I'm not allowed to shecht also the husband. I'm not allowed to shecht the mother. I'm not allowed to shecht the vlad. What if I shecht an animal and it turns out that it's a treifa? I shecht an animal of an imtzis treifa. Is there an nisa to shecht also the husband? So that's a machlekes hatanaim. So Reb Shimon says there's no nisa. Because shechita sheni v'yo lav shmo shechita. It doesn't count. That's like nechira. That's the same as if I would have shot the animal. That the Yisr Ezbana only applies if you're doing Shechita to both. And the same Achlegis HaTanayim in Perek Merubah regarding Dalet V'Hei. The Ganef, Tovach Mochar, the Ganef has to pay Dalet V'Hei. What if the Ganef stole a Shorvasa and has a broken leg in such a way that it's a Trefa? Or I didn't know, I shecht it, and then I discovered that it has a Trefa inside. And I start checking inside. So do you say the ganef is chayv to pay dalet v'hei? He did tovach, the tvicha, the shechita was matar medein aveila, but it was not matar b'achil. So that's mishnayis in three places, in perek merubah, vis-a-vis dalet v'hei, and twice in chulin, in one perek kisei adam, one perek osav ezbanoi, this Reb Shimon's opinion is quoted there. So the Gemara says, maybe this is the machlekes of Meir and the Rabbanan. Meir holds, Ganav v'tovach b'Shabbos, Ganav v'tovach l'avei d'zora, Ganav sharaniskol l'tvocha. So Ganav v'tovach l'avei d'zora is going to be tekruvas l'avei d'zora. Not only going to be osa b'achil, it's going to be osa b'anoa as well. And Ganav sharaniskol l'tovach, sharaniskol l'eftik mardin is osa b'anoa. Not only osa b'achil, it's osa b'anoa. If you shecht it, the shechita will be metar medein aveil. The shechita will be chal to be metar medein aveil, but sharaniskol is osa b'anoa. So the Gemara suggests maybe that's the Nekudas HaMachlekes between the Rameir and the Rabbana. Rameir is talking to Tavecha HaDeyachem. They're both talking to Tavecha HaDeyachem. So there's no issue of Kamalei with the Rabbinei. And everybody agrees that there is a din Yesh Alech L'Dvarer. This is one of the three exceptions to the rule. Yesh Alech L'Dvarer. And the Machlekes is Shechita sheni ruya, whether shmo shechita or not, because shachet l'avei d'zora is tekruvis, and shachet sharan niskal is also b'ano. The only question is, what about tovach b'shabbos? Tovach b'shabbos is not osir. That's what the Gemara asks. The Gemara asks on the second line from the top. Amnam adalah ha teina. The pshat that you just gave is niche. Ho atenach the pshat is a niche pshat in the price. But it's kechob min shara nisal. Tekruvis is also b'hanoa min ha-Torah. We'll soon see. Sounds like it from this Gemara. And shara nisal is also b'hanoa. El shechita Shabbos It says on the side. That's the chiddush. Don't we have a din that hamachal Shabbos mefahesi dina kovid abed azara and shchitas and avela? So Tosis then mechulin has that kash. Tosis works on that kash. But that's what it says in the Mishnah. Ashechet b'Shabbos on Yom Kippurim, afal pi shemischai benam shoyin shchitas aksheira. So why is there a machlekes on in three cases? The Braisa has a machlekes amen achachamim in all three cases. The gun of a tavach lavad is zara. Gun of shara niskol atvacha. That we understand. But gun of a tavach b'Shabbos, if it's an issue of kam lebi derab minay, so we understand. Gun of tavach b'Shabbos is a shaila, an asik of kam lebi derab minay. Once you say we're not talking about no issue kam lebi derab minay. Tavach hay de acher. So it's nothing at all to do with kam lebi derab minay. And the issue involved is shchita sheni ruya. So I was tavach b'Shabbos shchita sheni ruya. And for the Gemara. The Chachamim Poitrim, it says in the Brisa, the Chachamim Poitrim, even Shechet B'Shabbos, they hold like Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler. Who is he? What is he? So there are three opinions in the Tanoim. What's the story of Hamavashal B'Shabbos? You have Rameh Rabbi Yehuda, and then you have Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler, tops everybody. So what Rameh Rabbi Yehuda say Hamavashal B'Shabbos, in our Torah you're allowed to eat the food, and there's a penalty with the Rabbanon, a knas, a Ramashal B'Shabbos, they made a penalty to make sure that you don't do it again next time. And the Machlek Zameh Rabbi Yehuda, there's a whole sugya in Gittin, what daf is in Gittin, says Nun Gimel on the base. There's a big sugya that goes on and on and on and on and on about Konsu Shogu Gat Amazit. When Chachamim introduced the knas, so the knas usually was made as a loyplug. Loy plug Rabbanon. How far do you go with the loy plug? Do you penalize even when he did the aver b'shoigeg, or only b'mezen? So that's in my quotes. That's a machlekes a mayor and a chachamim. Whether a mayor and a buda. A mayor says b'mezen lo yochel and b'shoigeg yochel. The lo comes who shall go to mezen. A mayor go and rabuda goes further than a mayor b'shoigeg yochel and matzoi Shabbos. There's even a penalty when hamavashal b'Shabbos b'shoigeg b'mezen lo yochel loylomis. There's a bigger knas. Rabbi Yehuda holds konsu shogo to mezid, but the mezid he has a bigger knas than what Rabbi Yehuda holds. What Rabbi Meir holds. The Bengler Rabbi Meir, Bengler Rabbi Yehuda, you're dealing with the knas the Rabbanon. The Gemara there discusses a person planted something on chalamoid. You're not allowed to do malacha on chalamoid. Is there a penalty with the Rabbanon? What if he did it b'shogeg? What the konsu shogo to mezid? Person planted a tree in Eretz Yisrael during Shnas HaShmita. So what if he planted B'Shogeg? Is there a penalty? You're not allowed to pour in a little bit of treifins into a pot of kosher soup, even though you know that you have shishim. So what if he did it? So there's a penalty in the Rabbanon. You're not allowed to eat. What if he mixed it in B'Shogeg? They say, Konsu Shogot Amezid. A man who's not allowed to marry Muberes Chaver, Menekes Chaver. A whole list of things go on and on and on and on. The Gemara talks, maybe there's a difference between Din and Derais and Din and Derabanan. Maybe there's more room to penalize Kansas Shogot Amazed by Din and Derais. Maybe on the other hand, there's more room to Kansas by Din and Derabanan. Because Din and Derais, everybody knows what it says in Chumash, that they're not going to fool around. The Din and Derabanan people will be Mezalzel. So maybe there's room to argue Farket. Maybe Kansas Shogot Amazed only by Din and Derabanan. Yeah. How do we paskin? That's an issue. How do we paskin? So let's say Hamitame v'hamidame v'hamenase. We have the Gemara had the first Mishnah in Baba Kama says Abravus Nizikin. Then the Gemara quotes a Brisa, Raboshia's Brisa that there are 13 Avos Nizikin. Then they quote Rapriya has a Brisa that there are 24 Avos Nizikin. So three of the 24 Avos Nizikin are only the Rabbanan. Hamitame v'hamidame v'hamenase. Hamitame your truma. You're a coin, you have truma amitame. Amitame, I ruined it, so you can't eat it. Hamadame, I mixed in dimua. Dimua, I mixed in truma with chulin, so now you can't eat the chulin either, because it's a taruvis with the truma. The truma, you need mayo. For the truma to be bottled, it has to be bottled b'mea. You don't have mayo. So I just asked your chulin. You can't eat it if you're not a kohen. Or even if you are a kohen, now you have to eat it b'tahara. You can't eat it in the state of tumah. The truma has to be eaten b'tahara. The chulin cannot be eaten in the state of tumah. But I mix in the truma into the chulin can't. Or hamanasech, I take your wine, and I yasa b'hanoah. So this is called hezek shein anika. Hamatame v'hamadam hamanasech is called hezek shein anika. And there's a machlokes in the Gemara and Gittin where the hezek shein anika is chayv min ha-Torah mid rabbanon. We pass on hezek shein anika loish me hezek. We only chayv mid rabbanon. It's only a penalty mid rabbanon. So the Mishnah says lo kontzu shog v'atamezin hamatame v'hamadame v'hamanasech b'meizit hayovim and b'shoigig and not chayovim. If I was matame yet b'shoigig hamadame b'shoigig, so I'm not chayv. I'm only chayv b'meizit because lo kontzu shog v'atamezin. Yeah. In that case, we pass a low concert, that's a Mishnah in Gittin, Perakan is open. So there we pass a low concert, show go to Mason. Here, if people saw the last line in the Tosus on Lamadala, Raman Aleph, the very last line. The Tosus quotes, there's a machlokes hatanoim, and Bogakama daf kuf, there's a machlokes hermeir and a chachamim, whether dainin adin and digarmi. If an Adam is mazik, if I smash your window, I take a hammer and I break the window. That's on a mamazik biyadayim. If I throw the hammer or I shoot a bullet, then I smash the window. And so the mamazik al yidei kocho. So I'm chayif to pay. So whenever the hezek is done in a direct fashion, that's odom or the other, you're chayif to pay, odom mamazik. What if I did a hezek al yidei groma? So then the din is groma ben hezek and his pot. I don't have to pay. The Gemara says in this Bava Basra in the second pair, Grom and Ezek and Azasar. You're not allowed to do it on purpose. I'm going to make a Ezek in an indirect fashion because I want to be mafsed you. So, Adam Amazek, there is an Iser, but you don't have to pay. Grom and Ezek and his potter Avalos. What if he made the Ezek Gaide Garmi? Garmi is a halfway in between Adam Amazek, Biadaim, and Grom and Ezek. So that's a machloekah. So Rav Meir doin din in the Garmi. Rav Meir holds that you are mechuyif to pay, and the Gemara says we paskan like Rav Meir. Danin and din in Garmi. That's in Baba Kama Daf Kuf. Tosis quotes it. Baba Kama Daf Kuf. There's other places also, but that's the main Gemara. And the Chachamim disagree. So the Gemara says we paskan like Rav Meir. Danin and din in the Garmi. So here's a famous machloekah Harishonim. Tosis quotes this Ritzvo in a few different Masichtas, and Ardaf in the Baba Kama Nun Dalid and Daf Ayin Aleph, and the first Daf in Bava Basra, Daf Desam and Aleph, and the first Amid in Bava Basra, that the Balei HaTaisi hold, the Anin and Din and the Gami is only a penalty of the Rabbanan. So it's like Mentame, Medame, Menasach. You only chayv if you did it b'mezid. If you did Garmi, a Hezek, a Yidei Garmi, b'shoigeg, lo konsu shogo to mezid, you wouldn't have to pay. And the Ramban disagrees, the first Daf in Bava Basra, Ramban disagrees, he wrote a whole country's Din and the Garmi. Ramban disagrees. He says the Gemara calls it Rav Meir Doin Din in the Garmi. They didn't call it Rav Meir Doin Knosa de Garmi. So he said, isn't that a dead giveaway? That according to Rav Meir, whom we paska like, it's Din in the Garmi, it's Medina, it's not Miknosa. So he says, it should be Be Meshoigig Be Memezit, or the Modli Yolam. It should be Chayev, even Meshoigig. If it's only a Knas, if you're all like Tesis, it's only a Knas, then it's like Mentame Dame Menasach, the Lord comes to show God to Mezit. But if it's Medina, if it's really Medina deraisa, then Yechai b'afilu b'shege. We pass on the Shulchan Aruch like Tosfos against the Ramban. The Shach writes in the end of Chosha Mishpat, he started writing a running commentary on the Ramban's Kuntres Din and the Garmi, and then he stopped in the middle because he feels that it's a waste of time because he disagrees with the whole premise. Ramban starts off with the whole premise that Din and the Garmi is Medina, it's Menat Torah. And that's why he has to be Matrik. How come over here? Why is it here? It is Garmi here, it's not Garmi. The Shach says we don't have to work so hard to figure out why. It's a knas midirabana and a milsul d'shticha, they made a knas. Milsul d'shticha, they didn't make a knas, like Tosfos says. So he says we don't really accept that Ramban. We hold Garmi is only midirabana, like the Shita Satosfos. Here by the Hamavashal b'Shabbos, this is the original machlekes of Meir Rav Yehuda, where the konsul shogot amazed, a low konsul shogot amazed. So how do we paskin there? So the Gemara in Chulin, the Mishnah of Hashechet B'Shabbos is Yudalad Min Aleph. The Gemara in the next daf on Tezvav Min Aleph, the Gemara says that Rav, when he spoke for the Balabatim, Rav learned by Rabbi Ranasi, in Eretz Yisrael. Gemara says Rav came from Babel and he went to Eretz Yisrael. He was a nephew of Rav Chiya. And Rav Chiya asked him when he came to learn, is Rav's father was a half brother of Rav Chiya, and his mother was a half sister of Rav Chiya, but they weren't related to each other. It was a half brother, half sister. Rav's father married his mother, who was a half brother, half sister. It wasn't a relative, Al Pidin. So when he came to Eretz Yisrael, so both parents had already passed away. He learned from Rabbi Yehuda Nasi many years, and then he went back. He and Shmuel both went back to Babel to establish big yeshivas there. They weren't worried about the Aliyah, because they had to worry about the Jewish community in Chutz Lords. Maybe today, while the Rabbanim should move to Eretz Yisrael, we should schlep everybody with us. That's a question. Maybe all the Rabbanim, maybe you should do like Rabbi Shmuel, maybe not. That's a question. But Rabbi Shmuel both went to Babel. The Gemara says, when Rav came to Babel, the people were such amaratzim, they didn't know Hilchas Shabbos, they didn't know Hilchas Basa B'chalav, they didn't know anything. The Gemara calls it, it's like, the Gemara says, Rav Bikom Matzah, it was like the Wild West, the open Wild West. V'goda bo geder, and he had to make chumras, he had to make chumras from the Rabbanon to get them back to observe all the real dinim. They were violating all the dinim. So the Gemara says when he would paskin for the balabatim, amavashal b'shabbos b'diyebit, he would be machmer, because he was dealing with ami hearts. He was machmer like Rabbi Yehuda. When he paskin for the talmidim, he would be meikah like Rabbi Meir. So you see that mikra din, Tosfos says on daf tezvav and aleph and chulin. You see mikra din, the din is like Rabbi Meir lahakel over here. Usually Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda lachik Rabbi Yehuda, but over here it's a penalty. So the Gemara said, that's a shaila. That's a shaila. Does the rule still apply over here? Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, halacha Rav Yehuda, does it apply here? So usually the rule is halacha, halacha, Rav Meir, the gzeirosof. When you're making a gzeira the Rabbanon, then Rav Meir was sharper making gzeiras. But then Tosfos quotes in the halachas gedolos, halacha, Rav Meir, the gzeirosof, v'lo b'knasosof. So this is the penalty. This is a shaila of Kansu Shogot Amezah. So the din ought not to be like Rav Meir. So that's a question. So here there's so the Gemara says there, Rav would paskin for the Balabatim, Lahachmeir, like Rabbi Yehuda, but for the Talmidim, he would paskin like Rabbi Meir, because that's the Yikar Adin. So the question is, Rav had to deal with Talmidim, who were very learned. They know how to learn better than us. And he dealt with Balabatim, who were less observant than we are. We're in between Rav's Talmidim and his Balabatim. So which psak applies to us? So Tosfos says, we're not on the low level of the Balabatim, so by us, the Yikar Adin is like Rav Meir, Lahakel, just like the Talmidim. For the Talmidim, Rav Paskin like Rav Meir, Lahakel, lo konsu shogo to mezid, like Matamim damim nasach, lo konsu shogo to mezid. So by Mevashal B'Shabbos, also lo konsu shogo to mezid. And the Rif Paskin is not so. The Rif Paskin is like Rav Yehuda. The Rif in Perikira. On the side of the Gemara, to tell you where this machlokes is quoted. So one of the marmakimas is Shabbos daf lamed ches amid aleph. That's in Perikira. So the Rif in Perikira says that the din is, you see from the Gemara, the din is like Rabbi Yehuda lahachmer. So the Rosh in Bava Kama and daf ayin aleph asks, he quotes the Rif in Kira. So why did the Rif assume that the din should be meikar din like Rabbi Yehuda? No, the din should be like Rabbi Meir. We're not the same Amiratim as Rav's Balabatim. So the Rif holds no, but we're not as learned as his Talmid. So we're in between. So that's Machleg, is how do you pass them? Like Rav Yehuda, or like Rav Meir. The Mishnah Brura is Mitzar of this. He says that the Vilna Goyen wants to pass them like Rav Meir, to be make a look on to show go to Mezid, and by Hoitzoh, some Rishonim hold it, by Hoitzoh you don't make a penalty, the Rashbah holds by Hoitzoh, only by Mabashal. The Shabbos by Hatzoy, you don't make a penalty. Then maybe there's a sfeik there. Maybe if someone did Hatzoy b'shogeg on Shabbos, maybe there's room to be made. Okay, Mishnah Berurah has coolest. Yeah.
I know the Rif in the video set we saw this morning. The Rif says that since there are Amihatzot among us, then we're going to hold like the Yudim Yiparidin.
Okay.
Not because we ourselves are Amihatzot.
Okay. Okay.
And also, I remember recently, last year, or maybe 2 years ago, when there's Mahalki Rav and Shmuel, we only hold like Rav. The Yisurin and Shmuel Bedini, when it's just Rav and Shmuel, but when there are other Tanaim among them, then we don't hold like that. Maybe here also, since there are other Tanaim in the Machlokah, you know, they're not taking sides, like we never read it, we also say
that. Could well be. That could well be. Okay. So the Gemara again, so the Gemara quotes, a machlokes hatanoim is both in a Mishnah and in a Tosefta. So on the side, on the margin, they say, it says here, the Tanya, on the fifth line of the Tanya. Why does it say the Tanya? It's a Mishnah and Trumas. The answer is because Rabbi Yechanan Sandler has not quoted the Mishnah. Mishnah only quotes Rabbi Meir Abudah. And here the Gemara, the punchline over here is they want to quote Rabbi Yechanan Sandler. So that's why it says the Tanya, because they're referring to the Tosefta. Okay. So the Rabbi Meir Abudah are both talking that Hamavashal B'Shav is only a penalty to the Rabbanan, and they're arguing whether Kansu Shogo to Meiz, and Allah Kansu Shogo to Meiz. Fine. Rabbi Yechanan Sandler introduces a new story that you're dealing with the Din Deraisa. He holds Hamavashal B'Shav is Osa Bachila Minatur. So that's how the Gemara explains this Machlokes. The Machlokes, we're talking Tavei Achar Deyachem. So there's no issue of Kom Levi Rabbine at all. So what is, why do the Chachamim hold Potter over here? Hold like Reb Shimon, the Shechita Sheni Vuyo Lo Shema Shechita. So the Gemara asks, that only explains Shechit Lavod Ezara, is Asa Bahanoa, Shechita Sheni Vuyo, it doesn't have to be Asa Bahanoa. Asa Bahachila, Trefa is also Shechita Sheni Vuyo. So, Tikruvus Lavod Ezara is even Asa Bahanoa. Sharon Niskol is even Asa Bahanoa. So that we understand. But a Shechit B'Shabbos is just a penalty of the Rabbanon, Min HaTorah, it's a good Shechita. So the Gemara says, what kind of a Shechita Shenivuya is it? The Gemara says, it must be that the Chachamim Poitrim, the Chachamim hold like Rabbi Yechanan Asandler, that's a Pasuk, that's a Din Deraisa. You learn that from the Pasuk, that Maisa Shabbos is Osa Bachila Menator. Okay. But in that tomorrow we'll have to continue here. Is it really true? Rabbi Yechanan Asandler holds it's Osa Menator? Maybe he also means it's only Osa Mdirabon. So the next line, the Gemara has machlokes of Abacha Ravina. Are they arguing how you paskin, or they're arguing within Rabbi Yechanan Sandler? So that's a machlokes of Rishonim also. That's a machlokes also, the Rif and the Rosh, in Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Aleph. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.